to be taken care of before I could start the service. Let's go into prayer. Father, we just come before you this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly and unknowingly, was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Father, to forgive me, creating me a clean heart, and renewing me a right spirit. Now, Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. I ask, Father, that not my will be done, but your will be done in this service on today, Lord. And I pray that, Father, everyone that's on this call today, Lord, will receive something from you, Lord, that will change their life, Lord God, that will give them strength and that will give them hope, Lord God. These and other blessings I ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I live you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way, that's why I praise you. I live you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with your praise. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, I bless your holy name. For you alone are worthy. You're worthy to be great. Mama shokoro boko seti anda. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Great is our faithfulness, Lord. Great is our faithfulness unto us. You've been oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I bless your holy name. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised.
Oh, give him glory on today. For the Lord is worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know last week we talked about some things concerning different things that leading up to the events, you know, that's going to transpire, you know, sooner than what people think, you know. But I know in the midst of that, on this week, God has really been dealing with me a whole lot about, it's like it's sticking in my spirit. It won't leave me, you know, about different things that I've been noticing, the different things that I've been watching. And the scriptures tell us to watch. And one of the things that I have found out in this hour that a lot of people don't pay attention. They don't pay attention to the things that are going on around them, that's taking place, that's fulfilling prophecies, that's, you know, causing us to look back at what is he saying to us, you know, in this hour, you know, in this season. So, you know, I've been in this mode of just really just talking to God about the things that I've been looking at. I know last week I touched a little bit on how you can see the hostility. You can see the hostility mounting between people who are churchgoers versus those who are worshiping him in spirit and truth. You can see a lot of more of the attacks becoming more open. You can see a lot of the anger that's filtrating in people. And, you know, I used a statement that I used on Facebook a few weeks back. And what I received off of it, I was like, Lord, I'm like, what is it going on with the people that is causing them to be the way that they are? And the question that was asked is your Christian life, is it about the happy life? Or is it about the truth about Jesus Christ in his return? And from that statement, the things that I got off of people was very interesting to me. I was like, oh my God. But then the Lord had to, you know, deal with me. He said, you got to understand. He said, think about what's basically being preached now. He said, think about, he said, the sermons that are being preached, they're not sermons to cause us to reflect on, really reflect on God, on what he wants us to see, and not to reflect on ourselves in our relationship with him. It's designed to make us think about the things of this life. And when Jesus was here on the earth, he told them, he said, you know, even the Gentiles seek these things. And he was telling them, he's like, you know, don't seek after these things. You know, in other words, that's why the scriptures tell us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these other things that be added. And it's always a thing to where there's always a pull back to things in this life, things that's temperate, things that's not going to last. And the scriptures tell us to store up treasures in heaven where robbers cannot steal. You understand what I'm saying? So nobody don't talk about the treasures that's in heaven and what do it take to store up these treasures in heaven. There's a thing about get your blessing now, this and this and this. I never forget, years ago I had a cousin that passed away, and his cousin on his mother's side, because he was my cousin on his father's side. His cousin on his mother's side preached a sermon. And when he preached a sermon, he said, you know, earth is the only hell that saints will know. And earth is the only heaven that sinners will know. And so I never forget when this man preached this sermon, I was like, oh my God. I said, Lord, that is so profound. That is so true. I was like, I said, the truth of that is. So then when you take that revelation that God gave him and you put it into context of what is being preached nowadays, you know, it's pretty much like everything is about get your stuff here. So then the question becomes, are you trying to lead me to this being my heaven? Or are you trying, you know, what is the motive behind what is being said and what's being done? There is a lot of stuff going on behind scenes that people don't even realize is going on behind the scenes. There is a lot of blood packs that have been made. There's been a lot of different things, different contracts has been set, things that have been done that the people do not see. And so when you're looking at the media, when you're looking at even social media, because, you know, it's filtrating that same information throughout, you really don't see the truth of what's going on behind the scenes. And so the enemy hates anyone that's going to shed the light on what's really going on. And so Jesus said, you know, he told us in his word that those that belong to him, they come to light, that their deeds may be reproved. We're in an hour where that's just not so. And it's a lot of baggage. It's a lot of things that has been left for people to carry because this is not so. And it's something that when you are really seeking the truth, when you're seeking the truth from God, you really begin to look at things a different way. You begin to look at people differently. And I can tell you that, you know, on this week alone, I have been crying out to God, not only for my soul, but for the souls of people in this ministry. I've cried out for the souls of people in my family, you know, and I was like, Lord, I was like, because I can see what's coming. I mean, it's just so blatantly out there till it's like it's slapping me almost in my face, the things that he's been saying for a while. There's been different prophecies over the years that God has had me to give out in this ministry that is like right in front of us. And the thing is, people, the Lord is dealing with me about is that people are asleep to it. They're asleep to the fact of what's gonna go on. So we got this thing about, you know, a lot of people are finding out a lot of ministries are not preaching about the rapture. And that disturbs me because I'm like, the people need to be, you know that, hey, it's certain things going on. Did you all realize? Oh, I'm gonna have Prophet Junior to interject some stuff. Prophet Junior, I want you to give to people some of the update of some of the things that you've been noticing.
Okay, as you all know, y'all remember when Pastor had did the, when she gave us the prophetic word about, I want to make sure y'all hear me. Hold up, because I know y'all say a lot of times y'all can't hear me. So if you can hear me, let me know that you can hear me.
If you got her text and you've got a number text, you know, put it up on the message on the screen.
Can you hear me? Uh-huh. Okay, good. All right, y'all remember when she gave us the prophecy, how God said that there were some things that were getting ready to start transpiring in the earth, and they were going to be historical things that had never happened before. Okay, so you all remember when that Hurricane Ian came in? They said, now this is it went, that hurricane went down in history. It was the first hurricane that caused an entire nation to lose total power, and that nation was Cuba. They said, you know, Florida has been hit by many hurricanes, you know, other hurricanes. And they said that, you know, Charlie was a real bad hurricane that had hit Florida. But they said that Ian was double the size of Charlie, and it spanned nearly the entire state. And the governor of Florida said that they got hit with a biblical storm surge. The storm surge was about 12 to 18 feet high, and it was the worst and deadliest hurricane in Florida's history. So when I was looking at those things, the Lord brought me back to the word that Pastor had given.
I thought it was something else that he had told you. I couldn't remember what it was. You had said it to me the other day that he had told you to he told you to talk about that you were seeing, because I know those was the stuff about the weather, but it was something else.
You don't remember
what it was? No, it's not.
He'll probably bring it back to me before we get out.
Now, I know one of the things that you talked about was about the sale and the stuff with the...
Oh, yeah. So, they've created... It's something kind of like a DNA Microsoft, where they can take a skin cell and they download it into this database.
Okay, he just brought back to me what the other thing was.
And what it does is that it can clone you at any age. And when it clones you, it can put all your consciousness into that clone.
Okay, that okay. He brought me back to what you was talking about the passport.
Oh, okay. They're getting ready. It's already in place where they're getting ready to start doing digital passports, and they're trying to implement it to the point to where they want to. You know, they want to know where you are at all times, and they're even talking about doing this thing to the point to where. If you're traveling from state to state, that's within the United States, from state to state. They've already began to implement it, the passport, as far as, like, you know, if you're traveling, like, out of the country. But they want it to be digital. It's going to have everything tied to it because they want to know where you are at all times.
Okay, I want you to get an understanding that she said from state to state. This is something that we've never seen before, but I'm gonna give you some understanding of why they're doing this. Okay, first of all this is in the plans. You know, from y'all remember a while back I talked to you about how the enemy is trying to speed up the clock. Okay, in the scriptures let us know that God has people that He's already preordained before the foundation of the world that was set to be saved. And that they were supposed to, you know, be marked out. And so there's a scripture in the Bible that, you know, where he's talking to, I think one of the angels is releasing some of the plagues of something. And he was telling them, he said, you know, don't do anything till they mark out his servants in their forehead. Well, this is the thing that's going on, okay? People are asleep. They're sleeping to the times of what's going on because we're being rocked to sleep with these rockabye cradle stories. You know, they either want to be very intellectual with you, or they want to be very, let's talk about prosperity. Let's talk about the good life. Let's talk about all that. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not crazy. I understand that we're supposed to occupy until Jesus comes. You know, I'm not one of those preachers that's saying, oh, you know, miss this. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But if you are not putting everything into perspective and giving people a complete look of what's going on, you got to understand something. Everything is being put in place. When in history have you ever heard them say, we want to know where you were at all times to stay safe? But I'm going to show you what they're using as their background drop of it. What they're using is COVID-19. And they're using this other mess with this monkeypox stuff. Because you got to understand, they're using this as a way where we got to track how this stuff is traveling. You know, all these different things are going on. So, oh, what way can we do this? Well, let's do the digital, passport. Okay, but let's talk about this digital passport. You got to talk about what is the prelude of all this and what is it representing and what is it leading to? So if you having a digital passport, that's the reason why I never forget when they first put OnStar in the cars. Everybody was so excited about it. I was like, mm-mm. I was like, I don't like that. I'm like, I don't like the ability of you knowing where I'm at every time I step in my car. Yeah. I don't like the ability of you, being able. They tell you to push a button. Well, if I can push a button for you to talk back to me and say some things back to me, how I know you ain't using that button on the other end to hone in on some of my conversations in my car? See, you got to understand, people don't think, and that's one of the things, you know, I'm not very excitable about technology. I'm not a technology. It's a lot of things about, I think technology is good for certain things, but it's a lot of things about technology that I'd be like, mm-mm. Because I know the back end of what's going on behind the scenes. And so, you know, so here we come with this digital thing. You all, everything is being set up. If we're living in a society where they're telling you, where there's a lot of pressure for people to compromise on the things that has to do with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, if you get out there and say something about the word of God that's opposite to what they want to be said and what they want to be true, then you are labeled. There is something wrong with you. You know, there's something going on with you. When the pandemic was going on and they was trying to tell people the different ways that they could keep from taking the thing, and one of them was religious way, that was nothing but another attempt to get names on a list for them to be able to identify you as the persecution begins to increase. And so now we're seeing it. We've already seen it in the world. We've already seen what the world is doing. But now in the church, people who are churched, and I'm going to use the word churched, because there's a difference between being saved for real and you being spirit led versus somebody who's churched. And so you're seeing this hostility in the church. And so Prophet Junior was telling me earlier this week, have y'all ever heard of Perry Stone? She was talking about Perry Stone. Did she look? Tell them what it was you looked around.
So I think it was yesterday he had released something where he was talking about the things to pretty much like what Pastor was saying, like he was saying things that he's been noticing. And he said that one of the main things that he's been noticing is that in the church, there are those who are in the church and they're rallying up against those who believe the word of God, who are going by, you know, what the word of God says, being led by the Spirit of God, even when their own beliefs, now they're in the church, their own beliefs are contrary to, you know, he said the Old and the New Testament. And he said he's been seeing that a whole lot. He said it's been like a wide broad spectrum of this that's going on. And he was talking about how that really is disturbing him.
Okay, and I've been talking about this for a while, right?
Yep.
And so, but, you know, Perry Stone, he's out there. He's been to the White House. He's done different things. So he's a voice that's out there. Okay, but I've been talking about this for a while because I've been seeing this. And so we're in that hour where the scriptures talk about, you know, having an itchy ear. And so and I've seen people over the years get angry. I mean, literally angry at me preaching the truth of the gospel.
you know, where people are like, well, you attacking me. I'm like, how the heck is I'm attacking you? I'm telling you what the words say. And so, you know, if the word is saying these things and you're in opposition to what the word of God say, you don't belong to God. And, you know, just point blank. I was talking to the Lord earlier today and I was telling him, I said, Lord, it was in the wee hours of the morning. And I was telling the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, when you show me stuff about myself, I don't get angry. I don't get angry. First of all, I'm not getting angry at the messenger, but I don't get angry at God. I might be angry at myself because I see the fact that I don't like certain things. If it's something that I don't like about myself that I feel like might be in opposition to something that's of God's character or opposition to something I feel like he's saying over here or something that, but I'm like, God, I've never been that type of person that's gotten angry. And I've been openly rebuked in churches before. You know, I've experienced all these things, but I've never been one of these people that get angry. And so I was talking to the Lord about that. I said, Lord, this is something that is very prevalent in the church. People get angry. People get, you know, this, and I don't understand that. And so it goes back to when I was talking about earlier where Jesus was saying, he said, you know, his people come to the light that their deeds may be reproved. And so we're being sold this thing about, oh, you know, and oh, this is the good one. Oh, I love this one right here. You're judging me. Okay, well, that's what the Bible said was going to happen. People are like, huh? Well, Jesus said, he said, judge not lest ye be judged, for the same measure that you meet shall be measured back to you again. He said, you hypocrite, first take the beam out of your eye that you may see clearly to take the mote out of your brother's. So all this, people have used this thing where they've taken a doctrine and they've built the doctrine off the false, off falseness, right? But the Bible tells you that it's all right for you to judge. You're supposed to be able to judge. Okay, let me go again. There's another scripture that says, he that is spiritual, judge at all things. Let me start pulling these scriptures up. The Holy Ghost said, give them addresses. He said, because people need to know addresses. They need to know that these things are true. I, you know, and it amazes me because in the churches, people are preaching the opposite of the truth. And so you got a generation of folks in church, they'll be like, well, you're not supposed to do this. How you figure if the tree is fruitful, it's fruitful. If the tree is dead, it's dead. You should be able to look with your eyes and see that house is burning down the street. And so somebody comes up, well, you can't say that house is burning. You judging the house. I'm like, okay, nut. It's burning down to the ground. You know, I'm like, what? You know, this is the type of stuff that we have been given. Let me and I'm going to open up the lines in a minute. Because I want us to get into a discussion on these things. Okay. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, it says, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. And so if he that is spiritual judges all things, and this, let's go back to this and let's break this down, because it needs to be broken down. Why do we need to be broken down? Because a lot of times people don't understand. Hold on, I'm having some problem with my thing. It, a lot of times people don't understand why is this the case. Okay, so let's go.
I'm going to read in another translation. Let's do basic English. I like to do basic English a lot. I mean, I do the other ones too, but I want to do basic English. It says, but he who has the spirit, though judging all things, is himself judged by no one. Okay, so let's break that down. Let's get into an understanding of why is this so. And this is the problem that when people teach the word of God of why we have the problems that we have in the church that we have right now. So if you have a spirit, if the scripture says, be led by the spirit, right? And the scripture says that there is no more male nor female, bond or free, Jew or Gentile, but we are all one in Christ Jesus. That's in the spirit, right? So if the spirit of God is speaking and you have the spirit of God speaking to you, I can't stop the Holy Ghost for telling me that somebody's in adultery. For telling me somebody that is a drug addict. You understand what I'm saying? Or telling me somebody is a rapist. I had a situation one time years ago. I'll never forget. I had pulled up outside of my house. I had just turned, and I noticed this car was following me. Because at first, normally when I notice a car is kind of hanging with me, I don't go near my house. But on this particular day, I decided to go. The Lord let me go. He told me to go on and pull up in front of my house. He said, go on and pull up in front of your house. And so when I pulled up in front of my house, the car that was following me pulled up on the side, and it was a man. And he was up there asking me for my phone number and stuff. And I never forget, I was looking at him because I was looking at him in the spirit. I'm being led by the spirit. First of all, me as a human being can't see nothing in the spirit realm unless the Holy Ghost open it up, right? And so the spirit of God had already been leading me and everything. The Holy Spirit said, go and take his number. I'm like, Lord, why you want me to take this man's number? Because right when he was telling me to take his number, right before he told me to go on and take his number, the Lord opened the spirit room and I saw that he was a rapist. And I saw that he had, you know, had raped some females and stuff. And I was like, the Lord was like, take his number. I'm like, take his number. He's a darn rapist. You know, because, you know, I was like, and the Lord was like, no, I'm going to do it. So I took this gentleman's phone number. And he called me, I think it was, I didn't take his number. Lord, he asked me for my number. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I gave him my number. He called me a while later, a little bit after that. And I never forget when he called, he asked me some really off the wall stuff. And he was really trying to use, because he could tell that I was in the church. So he was trying to use different things like scriptures and stuff to like calls himself trying to flatter me or whatever. And I'm like, Negro, I see you. You know, when you see somebody, you see them, and that's just, you know, just point blank. But something happened, and a young lady that I used to be friends with in high school, I had got in contact with her. And for some reason, this gentleman's name came up in the conversation. And when his name came up in the conversation, she froze. And I was like, what's wrong? And she was like, that's the guy that raped me. I said, girl, you lying. And she was like, no, that's the guy that raped me. What I'm saying to you is this, is that if you're being led by the spirit, you know, people even want to say, oh, you know, you judging me, you know, you can't judge. And the scripture is saying that he that is spiritual judges all things, yea, we judges all things, but he himself is not judged, right? So if the spirit of God is in you and the spirit of God is telling you something, how is it that you're judging somebody if it's the spirit of God telling you what he's saying? See, to judge somebody would be to say, hey, I look at you and say, hey, man, you know, you know, there's no hope for you. There's nothing that's going to happen. You're going to go straight to hell. Let's just point blank. You know, if I tell you that, well, then I'm putting myself in the position of God. And I'm placing a judgment on your life that I can't secure whether it's going to happen or not. But there is a difference if the Holy Spirit tell me you're going to go to hell.
I've had those experiences. I've had experiences where God have told me. I've had experiences where I've had to preach people's funerals, and I knew that they was in hell. God proved it to me. He said it to me. Then he turned around and proved it to me. And I'm like, Lord, I would be like, Lord, how? And I'm like, how? I remember, I never forget one funeral I had to preach. It was the hardest funeral I ever had to preach. I knew what this person was. And I was like, Lord, how I'm going to preach this funeral? And he said, the funeral is not for them. They dead and gone. He said, you supposed to be preaching for the people. I said, well, yeah, that's true. And I was like, well, Lord, word my mouth. I'm like, you know, give me what to say, you know, for the people. And so you got to understand that we're in an hour where there is a pressure, especially in the spirit realm. If you're sensitive to the spirit realm, then there's a pressure in the spirit realm for those who can hear God, that's being led by the spirit, that is following the word of God, versus those who's just in religion. It's, you know, just in religion. And a lot of times people don't like to hear this. And I remember God gave me the revelation of this years ago. He said, you know, it was religion that took me to the cross. And I said, I said, God, that's powerful. He said it wasn't. He said people say many things. He said, but it was religion that put me on the cross. And I was like, yeah, when you get down to it, because of what they felt with this and that and all that. And so they, you know, that was what they felt like was in their religious confines, and they felt like that based upon what they thought that they could see, and even though the evidence was before them that he was really God in the flesh, they, you know, based upon the things that they felt according to their religion, they wanted to kill him. Why? Because he was turning people away from ritualistic stuff to having a relationship with a God that created them, and turning them away from their sin and letting them know that they could be forgiven. And so, you know, no matter what you have committed in life, you know, except for blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, you can be forgiven. And, you know, and the problem is people don't receive their forgiveness from God, but at the same token, they don't forgive themselves. You got to forgive yourself. You got to let yourself go. I mean, these things I'm telling you are things that I've had to watch for in my own life. There'd be times that I feel like I've screwed up on something, and I would be beating up on myself about it. And God, like, well, you got to forgive your own self. He's like, because if you don't forgive yourself, you're not going to receive my forgiveness. And that's true. And you got to get to that point. I don't know how I got here, but I know this is the Holy Ghost. Because he wanted us to be on this subject topic of the things that's leading up to the rapture. And so we got a backdrop of a lot of things that's going on. We got the things that God has had his men and women of God to prophesy and say that was taking place, and that's taking place. That's literally taking place before our very eyes. And then we have the things that the scriptures have already lined out for us, and we can see it. If you can't feel the hostility building, then you gotta begin to wonder, okay, am I sleeping? Where I'm at? Where am I in this thing? If you've ever had to sit down and have a conversation with a relative or a friend, and you realize that they're not walking in the spirit, but they're walking in religion, it do something to you. It really does some things for you, because you begin to see that, oh, wait a minute, hold on. First of all, you start questioning yourself to see if you crazy. You know, that's the best. That's what, you know, I've been there. I've had to sit back and question myself, man, am I crazy about what I'm seeing? I'm like, what I'm hearing. And in the blindness to the reality of what's going on in the spirit realm, there's a lot going on. I can tell you that there's a lot. And so I want to open up the lines and I want to ask the question. The question is, why do you think it's so much hostility between the churchgoers and those that are hearing the spirit? So I'm opening the lines. Nobody don't have anything? You have anything, Prophet Jay? June. Oh, you got something? Who's this?
It's me.
Okay.
Hey, how you I feel like it's a lot.
Your phone is doing some stuff. It's muffling. I can't hear you.
Between churchgoers and saints. Can you?
No, it's something going on with your phone. I don't know what it is.
Hello.
Okay, I can hear you now.
This Kiana, you want me to go have a couple? Okay.
I can hear you now.
Just being honest, it could be. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
I can hear you.
I was saying why I feel like there's a lot of hostility between churchgoers and saints, because the saints really live in it. And the churchgoers, they portraying that they live in it, but they truly not. And so that could be a lot of jealousy coming in and everything. It's like the saints showing them up. They the ones out there claiming that, oh, I'm of God, I'm this, I'm that. But they not, it's not showing, you know, it's like the saints are really living it, but I'm sitting up here, I'm just saying it like from a person, but I'm somebody, I'm going to church and I'm claiming to live for Jesus, but that's not evident in my life. So it's like jealousy falls into place too. So when jealousy comes into place, a lot of hostility comes behind that too. I could be wrong. You know, that's what I feel. You know, I could be wrong.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? What do you know, feel like there's hostility between those that hear from the spirit versus those who are churched? Anybody?
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Apostle, I feel like there's a lot of hospitality or, you know, a lot of aggression against one another, because the church people, they may not see as many miracles and blessings, whereas the true believers and the saints, they actually seeing God work, and they don't have to be hooping and hollering. They actually believe and see it and actually receiving their blessings.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else? Prophet Junior, you have anything?
it's kind of. I kind of, it's a lot of things in my spirit, but I do kind of agree with Kiana because, what I be seeing and what God shows me is the hypocrisy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the hypocrite, you know, they're being shown up as a true hypocrite. And when the Spirit of God begins to speak through someone and they can tell that that person is really living for God, then it causes an anger. It causes you to want to lounge out at that person, you know, to even probably even want to get physical with them because the hypocrite in you is being exposed.
Man, do you realize what she just said just then? That's what Jesus was talking about. You know, when he was on the earth, a lot of times he talked to them about them being a hypocrite. He was like, you know, you a hypocrite, you know, because and so, you know, all of it, you know, everything that, you know, the stuff Kiana said and even the things that Sister Alicia said, align with all that, you know, when he's talking about the fact that you. If you notice it, every time he called them a hypocrite, or every time he, because that was the problem with those that was part of the you know, the Sadducees and the I don't know why stuff is Pharisees. That problem was they couldn't do what he was doing, and his teachings were so. On it to revealing the truth to anger them because people was being set free, and that is the truth of the gospel. When anytime the gospel is being preached, you should be set free. And then, you know, and Jesus said it in his word. He said, "Who the scripture says, who the Son set free is free indeed." Somebody else got something to say? Is that a mistake or is just your name just mistakenly went off? And so, you know, he was like, you know, who the Son set free is free indeed. So you got to understand that the gospel was meant to set free. Based upon religion, you'll never be free from religion. Religion will never set you free. But when you come in contact with the truth, the truth makes you free. And remember, Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life.
Hallelujah.
He's like, no one come before the Father except through him. And so he's our gateway. He's our truth. And so based upon him, when we look at our lives in comparison to him, we see where we come short of the glory. And there is a change. So what is the, you know, so this, in this aggression that we seeing in church, I want to give somebody else an opportunity. If anybody else want to talk about, you know, why you feel like, you know, there's this hostility between those who are led by the Spirit and those who are church, before I go to my next question. Anybody else? Because I keep feeling like somebody got something in their room. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me, Pastor?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Because it causes them to see themselves.
Okay. Okay. Right. So, you know, in light of that, you know, in light of the fact that, you know, they see themselves, you know, because remember, I think one of the scriptures said that they was cut to the quick. When the truth is being revealed, yeah, dude, it causes you to see yourself. And if you don't feel like that you on the right end of that, it causes this anger, this aggression, and you want to lounge out of what, you know, what was used to bring the light of what the, you know, bring to light the truth of what's going on. All right. Okay, so I know I've said a few things about the things that I've seen that's lining up with stuff that's leading us into the rapture arena. Like I was talking about the digital passport and I was talking about, the different things, even with this aggression in the church, you know, we already seen it on the outside, of the church. It's ridiculous. It's to the point where it's like, oh, you got to accept this lie. And if you don't accept this lie, then it's, going on. All this is language to me that leads up to the rapture and what's going to take place after rapture. It's like all these things are setting up something, because you got to understand, after the rapture, those who are left here who don't want to go to hell, they're going to have to, they're going to suffer. They're going to either have to die for their faith or suffer through the 7 years of tribulation before, Jesus come back with his army, And so when we look at all this stuff, the language of what's going on, because when they threw those 7 years of suffering, you got in that time, it's like, okay, well, if you don't agree with the stuff we agree with, you don't want this, you got to take this mark. And so that mark means that you agree with everything in order for you to be able to eat, in order for you to be able to conduct business, in order for you to do, different things you got to do. So all that is you look at it, it's like this stuff is leading up to those type of things, that type of conversation, because it's like, okay, so you don't agree with me on this. Okay, well, let me see if I can limit this, I can limit that and all that. So do anybody else see anything else that they feel like is things that has been put into place that's leading up to the events that's going to take place, rapture and post-rapture? I know I've named a few of them, but go ahead.
Apostle, a lot of stuff is going cashless too. They using them chip debit card. You have to use them.
Yeah.
And those chips are tracking you everywhere you go as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's right about
that. Yep, those chips. Because see, that's part of the scene. Everybody, when they start talking about the mark, everybody be thinking that the mark is gonna be this and that. But we don't know exactly what all is gonna be entailing it, because like how she was talking about that chip, people are putting chips in their hand. Wasn't that the thing they putting them in their hands now too? And they're able to go and scan stuff and do stuff. And when she's talking about tracking, do y'all know a lot of times when I go to the grocery store, before I go to the grocery store, I pull cash out of my account and I go to the grocery store with cash. I do it on purpose. Do you realize everything that you do, everything you buy, everything that you subscribe to, they have a whole like folder on you, file on you. And that file tells them, they can figure out what type of life you lead based upon that. You got something to add?
Yeah, they do it based upon like your purchases, like what you listen to, what you know what I'm saying, like what you buy to eat and all that kind of stuff. Also, to back on what Alicia was talking about, they started doing those chips in 1998. And I think like from that up until maybe like 2021, it was only about 500 people that had actually gotten them. But in 2021 is when the increase of it came because of COVID-19, because a lot of people, Alicia wanted to do the, contactless payment. And, but they say it's more popular like in, UK and European nations, but they're saying that like a lot of Americans now are on board for it as well due to the scamming that occurred during COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. So all these things was put together behind scenes. Let's create this, which will force the hand on that, force the hand on this. Everything is being done in relation to what fear, right? Somebody was getting ready to add something, I think, and then your mic went off.
That was me. This woman told me they trying to make money digital. She was like, I hope they I heard that they trying to make money, like basically get rid of the currency and make it digital.
Yeah, that's the whole point. They want to go to a cashless society. So you got to understand, if you go to a cashless society, everything that you do, they know. So those who are cheating on their taxes, that era of cheating on your taxes, you're gonna get caught faster, because they gonna everything can be linked electronically. They're able to see everything. Any type of illegal stuff that's going on, they'll be able to see this stuff, because everything will be cashless. It's going to have to be some type of digital trace. Anybody else want to add to anything else they've seen that noticed that's leading up to that?
Hey, Pastor, can I say one more thing? Two other things that everybody going crazy about is like the abortions and like the gun laws. Remember y'all talked to us a while ago? You talked to us a while ago about how they want to cause the Christians not to defend themselves. And it's like they really big on that. You know, about getting rid of those guns.
Oh, yeah. Every day I turn on my computer just about there's another shooting. And some of this stuff I be believing is staged. because of the fact that they want to force the issue of, getting rid of guns and all this other kind of stuff. Because how can I, if I can't just come up on you if there's a possibility you got a weapon. You know, we was talking about something else. I was trying to give y'all some time to add some stuff because, you know, the Holy Ghost, you know, he leading me stuff. I'm a late night person. And one of the reasons why I'm a late night person is because I be up praying or whatever, you know, doing so. I'm a late night person. So, like, in the middle of the night or whatever, if I had cooked something early and I didn't have no leftovers of it or something, usually, you know, we'll jump in the car or something and go get something. And I noticed that that's very limited now.
Yeah.
Ever since COVID-19 hit, it changed the trajectory. Y'all know McDonald's used to be 24 hours, you know, for years.
Yeah.
You know, don't they close down at a certain time now too? Mm-hmm. And I don't do McDonald's. I'm just saying, I'm just using them as an example. But what I'm saying is that I've been noticing different things about the, you know, there's very few places. I don't even think that I have to all them not 24 hours anymore. Some of them are closed. And I was sitting back and I was looking at stuff and I said, man, it's been a lot of things that have transpired to cut back time on stuff. And if you notice, all the companies are taking a lot of their stuff, they're taking a lot of stuff, you know, computerized or digital, to where they're getting rid of more and more people jobs. And so you got people's jobs being rid of. The government is talking about giving you this money every month because they want people to get dependent upon their money. So if I'm giving you money, I can control how much money is coming into your house. Okay? I can control how you live your life. I can control, you know, all these different things. All this stuff. So when you look at the time stuff and how we were looking at stuff, because, you know, that martial law stuff is gonna, they ready for that. People don't even realize when the rapture comes, that's gonna be the first thing they're gonna do, a lockdown. They, you know, because they're gonna use the fear of all these things, because, you know, you're gonna have also all kinds of theories out there, like alien abduction, you know, all these type of different things. That's why people who decide not to take the mark, they're gonna be on a run, because, you know, if you take the mark, you're not gonna be able to go to heaven. And so they're gonna kill people for the simple fact that they don't want to take the mark. You gotta understand, Satan, he's gonna be the one in control. I was watching a movie last night, and in the movie, it was a lot of stuff in there that was not scriptorial to me, but it had some things in there that I was like, yeah, I know where they got that. I know where they got this stuff from. where it was like anybody, this was like a post-rapture stuff. And it was like anybody who was like trying to, you know, get their life over to God instantaneously, these like demon things killed them, right? And so I said, yeah, I understand it. But they had the Bible crumbling up like the Bible wasn't still in existence. But see, and I know that that's not true. I know that post-rapture, there's still going to be people that's going to be getting saved, people that's going to be looking at the Bible, and there's going to be people that's going to live through the rapture. It's going to be people, I mean, live through the tribulation period. They're going to suffer a whole lot, but there's going to be some people that's going to live through, you know, live through it. And I was sitting up and I was looking at the stuff that they were saying. I said, I understand where they come from, because as a person that operates in the spirit realm, at this day and age, there's times that I feel a whole lot of I've experienced a lot of spiritual attacks, and it was because, you know, maybe I was pressing in on something. If you are somebody that let's say that you're struggling with sin in your life, and you might have committed a sin, and you turned around and you repented, and you was praying after you repented, and you might have gotten attacked some kind of way. That's in line with that stuff, because the enemy is like, "How dare you? I'm trying to keep you in a certain spot, and you can't just switch out of this spot like this." It's been a lot of stuff. A lot of this stuff has been going on. When I'm praying for people, I see, you know, what's happening in their lives. I know the things that I've been praying about and the things I've been seeing. And I'm like, yes, there's a lot of spiritual stuff taking place. And so, and then this second movie I was watching, and y'all know that when the rapture happened and the Antichrist coming to full power, you know, I think the false prophet, I think it is, we're going to be doing all these miracles, right? These signs and like wonders and stuff.
Yeah.
And people going to be like, oh, you know, da, da. And so, you know, the Lord was looking at this, and they were saying, you know, about like how, you know, people wasn't able to experience this and experience that. And so that's the reason why for people, anytime you get somebody that is truly operating in the spirit, where they get a lot of opposition, because in the spirit realm, there are watchers in the spirit realm. And they don't want certain things to get out. They don't want to know, hey, you know what? Miracles are for real. You know, I remember I've talked to different people. I'm like, the mindset, you know, so I'm still on this line about how people are, it's like, oh, like, you know, miracles not for real, or you can't experience this. And God, I'm like, who said? Where have you been? And I'm like, what God are you serving? But when you look at the mainstream of the church, you don't see this stuff. It's not there. And because you don't see it, then people be like, oh, I've heard people say, oh, well, that was just in the Bible time. I'm like, somebody pointed this out, and I can't remember who it was. I can't remember if it was my niece or if it's John. They were like, well, we still in the Bible time. And I think it might have been Tommy Third. You know, they was like, well, you know, we still in the, they're like, we still in the Bible time. I said, you know what? You're correct. I can't remember which one of them said that. And I was like, you are correct. We are still in the Bible time, because the rapture has not taken place. And we're still living. We're still living in those years of all the prophetic stuff being wrapped up and coming to complete capacity. So there's a lot of things going on all over the world that is bringing about this thing. And I was talking to the Lord. I said, Jesus, I can feel it. I said, I can feel you on your way back. I said, you know, and a lot of people, they're dull to it because they like, oh, we've been hearing this for years. My grandmama told me this. Yeah, but the things when your grandmama was saying it, it wasn't certain things lining up and being, man, do y'all realize when this administration right here got into office, had you not realized how they have sped up? That's why I know people not paying attention. They have sped up the time clock. They've set a lot of things into position, and they're trying to hurry up and get some more stuff put in line, which leads up to all this. These things are coming to pass. So what is it? What is the good news? The good news of the gospel is, yeah, Jesus is coming back. And the good news is that you have an opportunity right now to get yourself right so you won't be left here. I do not want to be left here. I've asked the Lord constantly every day, God, clean me out. Take out anything out of my life that you see that's not of you. Because I don't want to be left here. If I can see the hostility in the ugliness and the pressure, and you haven't even taken the Holy Ghost, you haven't even taken the saints up out of here yet, I don't want to be here. And so I, we're saying all these things to say, you know, this is the day, this is the hour to give yourself over to the Lord, for him to lead and guide you, for you to trust in him and for you to serve him for real. I mean, you know, you can't do it in your own strength. And don't even try to. You know, you just come to God out of a pure heart. Come clean before the Lord. If he leads you to get clean with people on the earth, after you get clean with him, do what he's telling you to do. All I can say is that he's on his way back. And the evidence for Jesus coming is very clear. Those who eyes are open in the spirit can see it. You see it all around. You can feel it. The satanic cult has increased very, very, very much so in the last few years. They've always had a strong presence, but I mean, it has truly increased. The things that I have picked up in the spirit. See, you know, you got to understand I'm different from a lot of preachers out there. I've seen, God have taken me into places and allowed me to see some stuff. There's other ministers out there that's like me, but I'm saying that I've seen some things, and I can tell you it has definitely increased. It is really, really, really increased, and they hate people like me because I'm one of those that try to awaken the church. When I was talking about how the Antichrist do all the signs, and one of the people is like, "Oh, we didn't get to see miracles." I'm one of the people that comes to the church. Wait a minute, say that again. I want you to get on the line, unmute and say it. Kanisha. Kanisha.
I had to get to my phone locked up.
Oh, okay.
I was saying, I think is it Illinois, I think, where they're having the purge?
What's going on?
It's also happening where people can just, you can pretty much just do everything now without them, you know, like being able to get locked up and all kind of stuff.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about where they, is that stuff that we were talking about the other day?
Yeah, I think they're also pardoning a lot of
people. Yeah, they're pardoning a lot of people. Yeah, to get people out of prison. Oh, now, you know, it's funny you brought that up. Because we were talking about that the other day with my nephew, and there's a scripture. Where is that scripture? That when the wicked, what is it?
Oh, man, it's and I had it too.
Hold on, let me see if I can find it.
Said it, the vow.
Let me see. I want to quote this scripture. We were just talking about this the other day.
It's Psalms 12 and 8.
You said Psalms 12 and 8?
Uh-huh.
Okay, hold on. Let me go there. Okay, so in this scripture, it says, "The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted." Let me do that in another translation. I want you to get that in another translation. The sinners are walking on every side, and evil is honored among the children of men. That's exactly what you're talking about, Kanisha. And so, like, we were talking about that. My nephew, Yolanda, and I was talking about that the other day, because we was talking about how there's gonna be a lot of stuff. Hey, y'all remember, the Lord just brought this back to me. Y'all remember when I had told you all a while back when they won't do that stuff for the transgender could go into the bathrooms and stuff with the girls and all that stuff. And you remember I told y'all it's going to be some lawsuits that's going to come out about that? Because it's going to be some rapes that's going to happen. Do y'all know it's already started? It's already started. They got a case now that they had brought out in the media real strong, because this guy was a, remember I said that's when I told y'all about that a while back, remember I said it's gonna be some rape cases because it's gonna be some guys that's gonna go in there and pretend like they transgender.
Yeah.
So they could get access to be in those girls' bathrooms doing stuff. This girl got raped during, huh?
She was
15. She was a 15-year-old girl, got raped in the bathroom during school hours by a transgender dude. They came up against her father when her father was angry about the situation. You know, talking about the situation like that.
And they lied
and said it didn't happen. How you gonna lie and say that this girl wasn't raped? But then that boy went to another high school. He left that high school. Went to another high school and raped another girl. That's how it all came out. So when you look at that scripture and you talk about, you know, the stuff that's going on with the scripture, all this stuff is happening. And it's, you know, there's a lot of things. So what I'm saying is there's a lot of things that they're putting in place where that are called all this evil to be unleashed. You got a lot of things to be praying about. It's a lot of things that you need to be looking at. And so people, you know, eyes are closed to a whole lot of stuff. And I'm like, okay. And so, but these things are taking place. Everything that God has said is taking place. And it's before us. So, you know, we got to stay in the mode of prayer. We got to stay, you know, in this place that God is telling us to stay in the spirit. Because the enemy is after, and the safest place is in the spirit of God. It's in the presence of the living God. That's why it's important to be in his presence. That's why it's important for us to do what he's telling us to do when he said, acknowledge me in all your ways and I shall direct your path. People are focused on so many other things right now that they're not focused on what God wants us to be focused on. And so the enemy is able to come in when our focus is not where it's supposed to be, and he's able to do some things. So there's this hour of God's people rising up in prayer. It is time for us to rise up in prayer like we ain't never prayed before, until God's kingdom come, until his will be done. Well, his will is being done, matter of fact, leading up to this rapture stuff. But y'all, I'm telling you, everything is going at a rapid rate. And I'm going to tell you to put your seatbelts on, because you ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to be other things that's going to take place. That's why I'm crying out. I'm like, God, deliver me. Set me free. You got anything, Prophet Jenny? Yeah.
What Kanisha was talking about is, you know, a lot of lawmakers are saying, Kanisha, that it's going to lead to the purge, to that purge thing that you're talking about. Because of an act that they put in place in Illinois. Now they're saying that this is what they're using. They're using like that, they're moving away from a system that's wealth-based. You know what I'm saying? For people to be able to be out like on bail or pre-trial thing, you know what I'm saying? And they're saying that the poor are the ones that suffer. You know, they're the ones that have to stay in the jail cells because they don't have the money. So that's like the, I guess like the, that's like the excuse that they're using to be able to start doing this. But as Pastor was saying, it is something. And so there are other people in place, like our pastor be telling us to be watching, who are saying, okay, yeah, but if you do that, it's going to open a door for what you talking about, Kanisha, about the purge law, where people are going to be able to just be doing stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a lot going on. So we have to stay prayed up. There's a lot of things going on in the spirit realm. This is one of the most highest demonic times of the year. So stay very prayed up as we get the last 2 months of the year is very demonic. I'm not saying that, you know, it's not demonic any other time, but there's a high level of demonic activity that takes place, because when you're talking about the Satanic Church, they go into their rituals. They have all their rituals. So, you know, October 31st is a high day for them. And that's why, that's the reason why I just be appalled about how church folks be involved in this stuff. And I'm like, do you not know what goes on October the 31st? Well, you know, what goes on at Lena. And that's why you hear about a lot of kids and stuff being kidnapped and stuff. And because they be doing their seances and all that. You got these kids out here in these streets and stuff, and these costumes doing all this stuff. And, you know, they're doing all this stuff. These people be having all this stuff. If you ever notice, when you get around this type of time of year, in the last 2 months of the year, there's a lot of gatherings where there's a strong alcoholic presence to get you away from you being in complete focus of the things that's going on. And so there's a lot of stuff that takes place in there, and the Satanic Church has a lot of rituals that take place around this time of the year, and it's a lot of stuff. I can literally feel it when I'm in my house, or if I step outside the house. I'm one of those people that I pray about, you know, if I should do this, or should I do this, or, you know, God, do you want me to go here? Because like I told you, I am a night person. And so there's been times in Lakey, are you on here? Do Lakey hear me? Lakey, can you hear me? Okay, so I was going to have her to come on because I thought she was on. I see her on her. I'm trying to get her because I was going to have her to talk about this story with me. We was out one night. We was in a cafe. And it was a real demonic individual up in there. And it's like every time we go, because it's very few, like I said, very few places that you can get something to eat late at night. And this man was real demonic. I'm talking about y'all. We were sitting at the table. And I could see the stuff that he does. And he was full of demons. When I'm talking about full, I'm talking about he had several demons. I mean, he was over there talking to himself. You could see the demons manifesting in him and everything. Lord was showing me some of the satanic rituals and stuff. We was in Lakey and sat up there and the scooted all up under me. That's why I was trying to get her to talk, because he was over there on her side, and she had scooted all the way up under me. This happened a few years ago, and so we was like, oh my God, we were just sitting up looking at this man. I'm like, oh, you know, you want to start. I wasn't scared of him because I'm like, oh, it's going to be some real supernatural stuff that's going to go down up in here on tonight. Because I was like, it was, you know, there's a lot of demonic activity in here recently.
I came back and got my phone, not the car.
Oh,
somebody's talking to you.
Oh, yeah, you remember that night?
What night?
That,
I just heard something about the cafe.
Yeah, when we was in the cafe and that man that had all the demons up there, and you just scoot all up under me.
That man scared me half to death.
Yeah, it was. So
when he walked in, I ain't never seen nobody looking like that. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, it man had a whole.
That man looked like, I don't know, he looked like he was turned into a monster or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he had some stuff. He had a lot of demons.
He didn't look human. He did not look human.
And she's telling you the truth, he looked like the Walking Dead. Y'all remember that video Thriller that Michael Jackson put out? That's the way that man looked. I'm straight serious. So, you know, we were sitting this, so Prophet Junior and I here recently, we were trying to get something to eat. We always run into all this demonic activity. Man, I had started praying right there in the restaurant. I was like, now look at here. I was like, I started praying right there in the restaurant. I'm like, man, I came here to get me something to eat. I was like, I'm gonna try for the stupidity. And so, you know, when I started praying, this man that was in there, the Lord had him to get up and start doing some stuff about the situation. The situation ended up getting cleared up because it was a lot of demonic activity going on. Y'all, every time I go somewhere, I see something. I see something. And so what I'm saying is this time of the year, it heightens even more so. I'm saying at night, but I be in the daytime seeing stuff too. We was in the store the other night. Yeah. We seen so many witches up in this store. We were like, wait a minute.
Just yesterday, we were getting ready to walk into this store. I saw the first lady come out. And when she came out, the Lord opened her up to me. I said, oh my God. I said, she's a witch. And the Holy Spirit said something to me. He said, you see how they're not hiding?
Mm-mm.
Like they wasn't, you know, it used to be a time when they would try to adorn themselves in certain kind of attire and try to look a certain kind of way. They wasn't hiding the fact that they were witches. And so it took them a minute to see me and Apostle. And so when we was at the closer we got up to the they were stepping off the curb, the one that was in front looked at us first. And she gave us a certain kind of look, but the one behind her, I guess, had already noticed us before the one in front of her had. And that lady, her whole face, like she even snarched up her lip at us and stuff. And I was like, oh, and I said, you see the witches? She said, oh, yeah, I see them. You know, because she didn't say nothing to me. Normally she'll say something. I was like, well, she was like, whatever, you know. But I'm saying it was just the fact how they were not hiding it. And then I was looking at the people. People were just literally like smiling and waving at them and stuff. Like it was a good thing. You know, that kind of, you just see those ladies, how they was smiling at them and waving at them. And I was like, now, you know, the scriptures are truly right when they say about how bad will be looked upon as good and how good will be looked upon as evil.
So these are things that's going on. So, but when you go to the regular tradition of church, this stuff is not being talked about. This stuff is not being seen. And then the Lord was like, well, how can they talk about it? He was like, because if they're not walking in the spirit, he was like, then they're not going to experience these things. He said, they're not going to see these things. And so it's a lot of stuff that's going on. And so that's why I be telling people, man, you got to stay prayed up. It's time to really be woken up. You know, it's really the time. It's time to be really praying for your families about being saved. Because, man, you're going to look up and Jesus is going to be in the sky. And it's, you know, and I'm like, Lord, it's just too much stuff. I've had too many dealings with too much stuff here recently. To it's like I have a constant cry on a daily basis about being delivered and being set free. I was talking to my brother the other day, and he was like, he liked the way I was talking. I was like, well, I'm not trying to say like I'm trying to lead that up. No, I'm like, but if Jesus passed that sky, I'm ready to go. I'm like, because there's nothing down here that's appealing to me. It's nothing about planet Earth that's appealing to me. I mean, I'm like, Lord, I'm at a point to where I'm soul searching on a deep level because I want to get out of here. And so, you know, so I'm saying stay in prayer, stay before the face of God. As these things increase and a lot of the evil increase, if you stay in the presence of God, God is going to protect his people. The Lord showed, he gave me a promise that he was going to protect those that stay up under his wings. And, you know, as these things come to pass. So remember, the safest place is in the presence of the Almighty. And, you know, stay with him so you won't be left here. Please stay with the Lord. You got any announcements, anything? I know next week is the Pastor Appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you all know next Sunday is the Pastor Appreciation. I have spoken to many of you, and so you do know the deadline. If you are unsure of that, you may contact me. You know what avenue you go through to pay on your Pastor Appreciation and Pastor Seed. If you have purpose in your heart as I have, then you are paying your Pastor Seed on a weekly basis. Also, if you are paying your tithes and your offerings, you go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. You click on the send your donation, that button right there, and you'll be able to do that. If you're a visitor on the line today and you'd like to give an offering, you will go through that same avenue, www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. If you don't have a church home and you like to do your tithes as well, you can do that there also. And I thank you.
I want to pray for everybody before we get off today. Father God, we just come before you. right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly or unknowingly, was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. Lord, I'm asking you, Lord God, I come to ask you to take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. And Father, I asked you in the name of Jesus that you would touch everyone that's online today, those who stay to the end, Lord God. Father, I ask for a special blessing to rest on them, Lord God. Father, first of all, I pray for divine protection, Lord God. And then, Lord, I pray that, Father, you would deliver us and set us free, Lord God. Whatever is hindering us from moving forward in you, Lord God, we ask that, Lord, you would uproot it up out of our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I'm asking you to purge us with hyssop, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm just asking that your anointing that destroys the yokes and that removes the burdens will rest over your people, Lord God. Let the angels of the Lord thy God be encamped around these that's on this call on today, Lord God. Let the angels of the Lord thy God be encamped around their families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, watch over everything concerning them, Lord God, and keep them in all their ways, Lord God, leading, guide them by your Holy Spirit, Father. These and other blessings I ask, and Father, those who have paid their tithes, oh God, and offered in this ministry, I ask you to rebuke the devourer for their sake, that you will open the windows of heaven, Father, and pour out a blessing that they will not have room to receive, Lord God. You said in your word, you said that if we brought our tithes and offered to the storehouse, they'll be meeting your house. You told us to prove you. So, Father, we come proving you at your word, because there are those that's on the line that need a financial breakthrough, Lord God. There's those on the line that need for you to move, and God, and Father, as they have been faithful tithe payers into this ministry, Lord God, Lord, I ask that your blessings will begin to rest on them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Destroy the works of darkness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Begin to open up doors for them, God. Give them favor, oh God, crazy favor that don't make any sense, oh God. Let money come from places they didn't expect, even now, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I had prayed a certain prayer. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, and it had to do with the tithes, the faithful tithe payers. And I've received testimonies about people getting their getting their blessings, getting breakthroughs behind it. And I'm gonna continue to do what God told me to do, because He told me, He said you need to start praying for the people online that are faithful tithe payers into the ministry. He was like, you know, so they can hear the prayer, so they'll know what's being prayed. So as these things come to pass, they'll know why they're coming to pass. And so we want to, you know, praise God for the people of God. We thank God for the visitors. We ask that the Lord bless you. We ask the Lord to keep you. And I want you all to know I love you. If you got a prayer request, you can text your prayer request in, and I will be praying for you. If He tells me to call you, I will call you. If He don't tell me to call, know that I am praying and that I love you. So I'm going to end the call. God bless you.